And in case you want to see a few professional actors practicing their craft, it's time for our weekly digest of what critics are saying about the new movie releases. Here's Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's summary judgment.
January is the time of year when the major film studios are settling down for their pre-Oscar hibernation as they count the box office receipts from their big holiday blockbusters. Films released now are like those forgotten Christmas presents you find way back in the closet, usually a big bottle of cologne or a Chia Pet that you bought as backup gifts in case of an emergency. The only major wide release this weekend is the supernatural thriller White Noise, starring Michael Keaton. Keaton plays an architect who is convinced his dead wife is trying to contact him from beyond the grave through everyday household items like the TV or the telephone.
Who was that?
It's okay.
Almost all the nation's critics wanted to hang up on this ghost story, even though the Minneapolis Star Tribune called it flawed but enjoyable. Nearly everyone else had huge problems with the plot. Newsday moans that White Noise lacks that certain something essential to any movie intended to frighten: plausibility. USA Today warns the story is lackluster and scare-free, and the New York Times laments the film is worthy neither of Michael Keaton's talents nor even a desperate horror fan's attention. Man, let's hope this can't really happen. That's all I need is my late chatty Aunt Tildy calling me from beyond space and time. I mean, think of the cell phone bill. Talk about roaming charges.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles.